但是这些文人或者说这些学家不用在提问题上，这些人还有过了自由，可是真正的这个答案是基于在内心的想法。
The author of this philosopher keeps asking and investing the issue of freedom, the only answer is found in the Bible.
不管你是说想做的就一定做的，或者你说我不想做就可以做，不管你怎么说，你都局限在你自己的想法上。
So whatever you say you want to do, you might be teaching about what to do, you don't need to do, you're all limited by your own thoughts.
可是自己想法的内心都是没有。
But has those thoughts been tested?
自己想法是你心中活的真实。
Is your thought a truth?
所以圣经告诉我们，把自己想法的拿到你的真理面前来检查。如果是神的儿子，就是基督造你的自由，这个真理必让你的自由，这才是真正的拿。
So the Bible says you have to bring your thoughts to test in the law of God. Only when you understand you are free, when then you have to become truly free.
有时候世界也常常映照我们的眼睛，让我们看不到真正的拿。
But the word that confuses us.
就世界常常有很多东西让我们捆绑起来。
The word life is that bundle for us so that we may not have the true freedom.
可这个捆绑是在哪里呢？从今天两节经文当中，我们可以清晰的看到，这个世界的捆绑是三个方面。
So what are these bundles on this word? The first one that means they will tell us that the bundles are in three elements.
我们去真正靠着神的恩典和真理，突破这三个方面的束缚和捆绑，才可以得到真理。
Only when we are able to go beyond this boundaries with the help of the Word of God, are we able to have true freedom?
那我们从今天的两节经文，我们看一下，它是从哪三个方面来辖制、来束缚我们这个世界？
So let's read the Bible verses today and see how the Word links us in three ways.
我们说了什么？两节，两节经文。如今，是在罗马书第八章一到二节。如今，他就在基督耶稣里是不定罪的，因为是生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣释放了我，所脱罪和死的律。
罗马书第八章一到二节。
Therefore,
there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of God has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death.
使徒保罗在这里告诉我们，我们从一些束缚和缠绵当中被释放。从哪里呢？是从前的定罪当中得释放。从以前对肉体的顺从当中得释放。从以前我们被捆绑在罪和死的律法中。
We are set free from the law of sin and
death. 上节课刚才读的是 NIV 版本，但是呢，我给我小孩背的呢是 KJV 版本。
So here's the KJV version of these two verses.
There is therefore now no condemnation to them which in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.For the law of the spirit of life has made us free from the law of sin and death. 你知道这个区别？这个版本跟现在这个版本跟很多其他版本哪里有区别？就是在那定义 the which are in Christ Jesus 的定义后面加了一个修辞的从句。
So after those who are in Christ Jesus, Jesus Christ.
这个从句说那些顺从圣灵不再顺从肉体，这些人才在基督里。
It is that only those who are walking according to the Spirit, not according to the flesh.
有些版本里面没有这个红句，不过没有关系，就在这个版本当中，从第四节一节马上就出来这个红句了。
So some translations may not have that strong, but that meant because he was full of the Holy Spirit.
其实我们今天要看的这个大的数字，就是我们被肉体的权利。所以这是第一个感受，这家人是隐藏在我们自己的一个版本，直到在自己的一个版本，直到一个版本没有到。Okay,
so the second limit is inside in verse 1 and 2, but it will be repeated in verse 4. But we'll also look at the third limitation.
第一个是我们这个世界所没有的束缚，就是从前对我们的定罪。当我们做这个事情的时候，这个世界根本切断掉这个世界坏了，这个应该要得到祝福。当我们做这个事情的时候，这个世界根本切断掉这个世界坏了，这个应该要得到祝福。
这个梦就是这个忏悔，如果这个梦就导致你的忏悔的话，是件很好的事情。如果这个梦就导致你永远都没有办法站在神的面前，也许你说的那句话，那不是件好事。我也把它很喜欢、很擅长运用到他的控告里。
他常常讲一个谎言，就是说，是你们这些肮脏的人，这些肮脏的人，怎么可以在圣洁里面站着？So
Satan often accuses and says, how can a filthy person like you be able to stand in front of the Holy God?
这些圣洁的人怎么可能接纳这种恶人？How
can a holy God accept a filthy person like you?
但是神虽然是圣洁，但是他更有慈爱来接纳我们。我们不要在生活的谎言中。So
let's not live in the lie of Satan.
这个谎言告诉我们，我们是被定罪的，被咒诅的，被审判的。The
lie says we are cursed.
We are nailed for the curse. But
the Bible teaches us that we can be set free from this condemnation because all our sins have been imputed to Jesus Christ. 1 5:16-18. And the previous is not like the result of that one man's dream. The judges only one trespass, brought justification. But the free gift following many trespasses brought justification. If, because of one man's trespass, death reigned through that one man, much more will those who receive abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness reign one through the one man, Jesus Christ.
这个罪不是取消了，这个罪的过不是拿走了，而是转移了。而转移之后呢，这个人就一个重新的认识。
The consequence
of sin is not removed,
instead they are
achieved
to someone else, so someone else,
so
the person can start again.
类似的这个自由，我们真的自由，并不是说原来的现实被拿走，而是
现实转移到另外一个现实。So that's why the limitations of freedom are not tempted, but they are transferred and achieved to someone, to somewhere else.
这个真正的自由，它一定是一个真正的限制。
True love, true freedom must have boundaries.
就像你说海阔凭鱼跃啊，这个鱼在海里面好像很自由一样，但是这个海实际上是一条限制。
因为你可以说 the fish can swim anywhere in the sea, but the sea is the boundary.
就把它的嘴拿走，它换了一个对象，换了一个限制。
If you take away the water, the fish is without boundaries, and then the fish
are
actually
using freedom. 如果是天高任鸟飞啊，如果那个空气把它拿走，如果它很靠手的，这个不也就是花费时间，应该说一声。
Well, if you want to,
you're
here,
you want
to have a bad
feeling. 那它的限制就变错了，
And then the
limitation
of bird is removed, and then the bird
is
not
even eaten. 甚至一个人在讲很大的两句话。
One time,
a lot of
both
times. 这个人在讲话，他自己两句话，他说：“甚至一个星期都没有。”这就是我不太敢讲这句话，但是他讲我给你引用，可是是他讲的话。
Because
the Bible says, even man is unfaithful, child is faithful, because he cannot deny himself.
Make
love, but God can
belong.
I think this is his
behavior.
He
means
that
man's freedom
is in his
essence. I think that's what John Stott means, that the freedom of God is within the boundaries of his character, of his
personality. But I don't want to say that he said that word. I can only say that man has his own freedom, but all of his freedom should be in his essence. That's true.
So what
I can say is that only God has absolute freedom, but only even if freedom has to be within the boundaries of truth. This is what we are saying today. We are saying that
from
the
foundation, because our sin, because our
sin.我们从另外一个就是肉体的缠累方面的自由。
We're also set free from our flesh.
我们进耶稣基督之前是很明显的，我们常常被肉体所缠累。
So it was quite obvious that before we were Christians, we were often limited by our flesh.
我们的肉体说这个舒服就这么做。
So we are always comfortable, our flesh will go that way.
我们让你做这个好吃，这个好玩，这个好看，我们就做。
So if that is pretty, if it's tasting, it's funny, it will do.
不管我再去做，给人造来伤害，或是给人造来一些技术或是坏处，我一定要顾及到别人的感受，因为我的肉体在想我去做。
So as for me, you take into consideration whether my action will create damage or hurt to other people because whatever my flesh wants to do, I will do it.
如果我觉得应该多睡一会儿，我就迟到也没关系。
Well, if I want to sleep a little more while, then it doesn't matter if I'm late.
如果你十点钟开始，或者十点半开始，或者十点一刻开始，我总是要迟到一下。
So whether you're speaking at 10, 10:30,
我不知道，我们的人，他们没有这样的意思。但是我知道有很大的一个现象，就是说，如果你去工作面试的时候，是不是被男女朋友的话，你就不会知道。
So as you read through chapter 8, you see this again, in Christ, that's the road to God has for you.
保罗在前面说了很多很多的铺垫之后，现在就站在这个挑战，那你看你主耶稣基督怎么说？
Before chapter 8, Paul has actually presented a lot, so that when we come to chapter 8, in Christ is a challenge for us.
在第一章的十四章，这四章当中，就是花了很多的时候告诉我们，世人就是罪人。
So Romans chapter 1 to chapter 4, Paul is telling us that everyone has sinned. We are all sinners.
只有因信才被得生义。
Yeah, only faith brings life.
在第五章的八节里面说的这个得了生命，得了这个永生，这个生命应该是怎样？是怎样开始的生命？
Then in chapter 5 to chapter 8, Paul tells us what this new life in Christ is like.
然后接下来的九十和十一章呢，就告诉我们神这个宏大的这个生命的计划当中，以色列人就是特殊的一个群体，他们是神的子民。
In chapters 9 to 11, Paul explains in this graceful plan of justification where the eagle will be equal to the
So
then in chapter 12, Paul says, whether you are a Jew or a Gentile, as long as you are in Christ, and you have been justified in righteousness, God will not shoot you down.
所以你看，整个罗马书这个结构是非常的清楚。他现在我们所在一个过程当中，就是看到这个证据不在我们生活当中，是我们真正的成为主耶稣基督的人。
So we now see that the Spirit has enabled us to live in Christ.
真正在主耶稣基督的人，就不再顺从肉体，乃是要顺从圣灵。
Those who are in Christ will not walk by flesh, but will walk by Spirit.
在过去的十几个礼拜当中，我们通过这个耶稣的灵界圣言这个上堂的讲论，我们看到耶稣不断的叮咛着我走了之后，我要给你们保卫师，这个人安慰着这个圣灵。
In the past couple of weeks, we've been learning that after Romans 6:4, when Jesus told him again and again, that after I go, I will send you a counselor, a counselor to be with you.
So you just saw what we were saying. From today, we're going to have a.我不知道在哪里，也有第二个地方，我们都会在看。其实你真正来了，圣灵来了之后，就是路。以前我没有圣灵的第一体现的这个圣灵，小时候在我的生命当中。
And as we have
a
knowledge of the Holy Spirit, now we have the Holy Spirit in the
world. 我们在这个地方出现，我们看到这里上面发生，实践的在北京，就像小孩子看望一件事情来到了，上面来到了什么机会。
We should be as excited as a child when we see the fulfillment of the Holy Spirit coming to us.
我家的小孩，那几天就特别高兴，因为我跟他举过一件事情，今天没讲。因为在前几天呢，他哥哥姐姐都出去做法事去了。
Okay. So,
because
his older brothers and
younger
sisters are all Christians.
Then he said, Irene, Irene, they are going to do something.
So, I tell her, well, they are on
the side
of big ships.
I'm
going to talk to you
tomorrow. Well,
she is happy
because
she can
stay
at
the bottom. I hope we can be happy because she can stay at the bottom. I hope we can be happy because she can stay at the bottom.
So I do hope that we are like children, will just be satisfied and content with whatever
God has done. 我很担心，如果是大人，那这样的话的话，
肯定就是
为什么
他不
让好？
My concern is, if I tell
this
to an adult, the result might be,
well,
why can't they
take
a big
leap
and I have to
take a big leap? 但是我告诉你啊，就是说，你如果非常像小孩子一样壮阔的信心，小孩子就需要相信并且来做这些话。所以他说。我可以做小孩子，我告诉我母亲在这里。
But Jesus said, you cannot enter the kingdom unless you are like a child.
今天他终于来了，他可以做小孩子，他在车上一直做念叨这个事情。今天爸爸我做小孩子，我很高兴。 耶稣说在门徒里讲圣灵要来的，这个圣灵要来的，就是圣灵来的，就在你我心中，告诉他。
Jesus has said, the Holy Spirit is coming to you. Now today, the Holy Spirit is coming to you. Are you satisfied?
我们如果是顺从圣灵的，不顺从肉体，我们心里很高兴，揭开看的时候，应该非常高兴。
We should be joyful if we walk in the Spirit, because we have seen that God has fulfilled His promise.
特别是在母亲节前夕，我们也有亲爱的弟兄姐妹以及他的儿子奥利弗，我非常的高兴，我也对大家分享。我就问他，我跟你讲，我就问他，我说姐妹，我可不可以把你和你儿子的见证，就是跟大家分享？我说一般我去分享的时候，我肯定不会激励你的哈。我说如果你们不愿意的话，请别放弃。他说：“我们不愿意的，为什么不见证是很重要的事情？”
他说：“
我很高兴你被人这样子。”
So joyful that I could be used by God.
Instead of
obedience to
the
Holy
Spirit. 有很多时候神让我们去为他做见证。
Many times God calls us to be His
testimony. 神甚至说，如果你不吩咐的话，连吃木头的时候都受不了了。
God says, if you go shout for joy, even those trees will shout for joy.
但这一点呢，就是大家有很多人会认识他，就是信男人的这个中高地区出生的儿子奥利弗。
So many of you
may know
this family, sister Sue Nan and her son Oliver.
Oliver, 他就在母亲节前夕的一个礼拜天刚刚出生，就是几个礼拜前。
So Oliver just passed out a few weeks ago.
他就在教会里面分享他的见证，以前是怎样顺服肉体，现在怎样顺服。
So he shared at his church with him when he comes to walk in his flesh and path, but now he is walking in the spirit.
When he is in the flesh, he
was
blind
to God's word.
他讲的第一句话就是说，我老大的时候给你们，他是面对很多的这个贵重嘛，他就说我老大的情况跟你们在座的可能都没什么两样。
And Oliver said, I grew up
not
very differently from many of you here. Because he grew up in our church and his parents have been raised in the church since he was a child. And
there
are many people like that in the church.
But he said,
though
I've heard the gospel
many times, and he said, though
I've heard the gospel many times,
but I have never experienced the freedom and peace that is being
found. We can see that the time of the Lord, like he said, he only saw the pain, only saw the things that were bad, but he
直到
2014年的时候，他的妈妈三十年不能进去医院。在这个住院的八天当中，他就非常的辛苦。
So during those 8 days, his mom was in hospital. He had some pain.
然后他就继续的祷告。
Then he continued to pray.
某种原因，神就开启了他心里的眼睛。他就开始意识到，其实神一直在我们家里面。当我的妈妈去绝对止住的时候，神在那
里。
当医生、护士做手术的任务的时候，神在那里。 当弟兄姐妹的朋友们来看望我们的时候，神在哪？当一个人独处的时候，神在哪？当妈妈康复从医院里面走出来，又是一个健康活泼的妈妈的时候，神在哪？他终于意识到神在他生命当中一直在四边点赞助他。我们这些顺从圣灵的人，我们就有一个顺从圣灵的敏锐和那种心灵能够感受到圣灵的能力。
Those who walk in the
Spirit
will be aware of God's
presence. 真正在主耶稣基督里面的人，是从肉体的产业当中得主释放。
Brothers and sisters, who are truly in the Spirit, have been set free from
condemnation and curse. 下一次，如果我们在想迟到的时候，下一次，如果我们在想贪吃的时候，下一次，如果我们在想伤害别人的时候，请你思考。那些是肉体，那些是魔鬼给你的帮助。
Please give yourself a second consideration if next time you want to be late, or if you want to eat too much, or if you want to hurt other people.
因为神是希望的，敬拜神，比你的工作面试，比你的家庭，比你的财产更在乎。
God cannot be wrong.What we are is much more important than your job, your family, your children.
Another
famous Galilean
said, 宣教和传福音的开端是所有的存在，是因为敬拜的神。
He said, mission exists because worshiping the Lord.
大家仔细思考到这句话，他说宣教的一个目的就是为了敬拜神。我们今天在这里唱诗歌，自己学习神的话语，这一起找到自己敬拜，在我们的生命当中屈膝侍奉他，把我们的全体交给他，这就是了。
So today we are here reading stuff of praying or listening to words, we learn to worship Him, all of this is worshiping Him. If you are not used to this worship here on this earth, you will also feel uncomfortable some that day when you are in heaven.
因为这些人的讲完目的和做的事情就是日夜不停的敬拜神。所以感谢神，今天给我们很大的提醒，让我们来顺从圣灵的，听他的微弱的声音来去顺从他。所以这个世界给我们。刚才我所说的两张是听到很好，一个就是我们不停的指控，让我们进去就是另外一个就是肉体来查验。
So, the world has set two boundaries. The first one is the curse and the condemnation, and the second one is the burden of our flesh.
还有第三个场面，就是在我们的下一节当中所说的，他说从罪恶的利益当中让我们得救。是在生命和圣灵的力量中做的主
题。The third boundary is the law of sin and sin, but another that we have to be set free as well from that boundary.
这一节我们今天不会花太多时间去讲，因为接下来从第三节直接会很详细的阐述，我们以后有足够的时间再来看。
Yeah, we won't go into detail for that, for the third boundary.
但是我们今天很清楚的看到一个图片，就是说神。但我们在基督耶稣里面得到的真正自由，是把我们从世界的捆绑当中释放出来的。
But how to get a big picture clearly to say that God has set us free by saving us by delivering us from the boundaries of sin's work.
这个自由呢，不是我们对世界的定义。
This freedom is a freedom of
有一个我们其中那个老师呢，他曾经讲过这样一句话。他就讲到这个自由的过去和自由的真正的含义。这句话很难翻译，所以我就要用来写在纸上。这句话他说 ，The freedom is not the right to use your freedom, but is the ability and the freedom to do what is right.
自由不是说你有一个权利乱去做任何事情，自由的意思是说你应该把这个事情做对清了。
之所以很难翻译，是因为英文的 right 它有两个意思，一个是权利，一个是正确，而且在这里面就是第一个很美的结果。
It's hard to translate the term right because it's a term in English. The two meanings which depend on your definition.
翻译上我们常常碰到这些问题，确实是碰到一个字很不细致，就是它用很优美的语言，在翻译当中有很多失去。
Sometimes that's the trouble with translations. We cannot avoid losing some of the linguistic beauty which are in front of us.
所以我们要问我们教会这些中心诉讼翻译的弟兄姊妹们好。谢谢大家听到的这个诉讼，我教会非常满意。感谢主，今天让我们看到我们真正的自由的不是做我自己想做的事情，乃是自我的能力去做的是真理的正确事。
So we pray God that true freedom is not the right to do whatever we want to do, but to do the things rightly and truly.
那么再一次在神面前宣告，也是向这个世界宣告，我们如今我们如今已经从前的境界当中得释放，已经从前的肉体残留当中得释放，已经从前死和旧的律当中得释放。
The word that we have been set free from condemnation, from curse, and from the law of sin and death.
We thank God for the true freedom. Dear Father,
we thank you for the true freedom. This freedom
allows us to break free from the past
and
the condemnation
that we have
been
under. That we are delivered from our old lies and money.
求你开我们的心眼，让我们越来越有正确的事情的心。
Open the eyes of our heart so that we may know the will of the Holy Spirit.
更有一个圣徒的你来顺从圣灵，而不是顺从肉体。
Give us a spirit of obedience so that we may be walking in the Spirit, not in the flesh.
保守我们今天一切的敬拜以及午餐，还有。像我们这个活动，以及我们生命当中每一天的行动。
Protect us the whole day today, whether it's worship, activity, or fellowship.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.